Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Howard Rosenberg joins us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Marsha Burke Bigler, Verita Black Prothrow, and Peter Kruger. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Howard Rosenberg. He is UNR Professor of Art and Art Education, and in his spare time, he's a member of the Washoe County School Board. Now, you signed up to be on the school board, but I don't think you signed up for what happened last week at Sparks Middle School. Tell me
your
thoughts.
Nobody does. Nobody does. There's not a lot that makes me speechless, but that comes as close as anything ever has. It was one of the most god-awful things that can happen to anyone, teacher, parent, kid, whatever it is. But, Sam, our people did beautifully, given the circumstances.
May I ask?
Yes.
Where were you when you heard the news, and what was your reaction?
When I heard the news, it was a telephone call. My reaction was get dressed as fast as your fat little legs will carry you and get over there. I was about halfway to Sparks Middle School when reason kicked in. If there's one thing they didn't need, it's me or anybody like me at Sparks Middle School. They were taking care of business the way they needed to. Best thing I could do was keep out of the way. So I went right to the district office, the Emergency Operations Center, and just gave what help I could, which was largely keeping my big mouth shut and watching what was happening.
We've seen this happen around the country.
Yes.
And I guess when I heard the news, I was almost numb to the fact of what had really happened. Did you respond in that way?
Didn't have a chance to, Sam. By the time I got where I needed to be, it was over. The thing that has come out over this last period of time, everyone second guesses and Monday morning quarterbacks and all that kind of business. In the space of 3 minutes, 600 plus children were in their classrooms with their teachers, locked in, on the floor, being safe. 3 minutes, Sam, that's pretty damned good. The Emergency Operations Center, there were 9 people manning telephones trying to calm parents down because they were all scared sick. And one of the people in that emergency operation room had a child at Sparks Middle School. She didn't leave the phones. She sat right there and she did her job. The police, our local police, Sparks Police, and our Washoe County District Police worked beautifully, beautifully. I kept hearing on television, you know, from different places, chaos reigns. Bull. There was no chaos. Yes, there was a car parked cattywampus across one end of the street and across the other. It didn't look neat. But there was no chaos. The children knew what they were doing. They were told what to do. They were taken care of. There were 3-4 kids after Mr. Lansbury was shot that were crawling out on their hands and knees to try to get to Mr. Lansbury to drag him back into school. And the assistant principal yodeled at them, get out of there. And Sam, what do you do? You know, context is everything. You can second guess from now till Christmas. I am very, very, very much impressed with all of our people. They did a good job. And you know that if there's anything that I can pick apart, I'll be the first one to pick. Should there have been other things that might have worked better? Probably. But that's something that you find out afterwards, unfortunately, not before. No one is ever prepared for anything like this.
You know, Howard, this raises the whole mental health issue again. And there's a recent study on how much mental health services the youth in our state were receiving. Clearly, it's happening nationally. We've got a bunch of really troubled kids. For whatever they find out has gone on, Nevada, are being decertified in Southern Nevada, one of the mental health hospitals. When are we going to get a fix that this is so important at every level in our communities and in our state?
Marlene, it's the same thing that happens with everything. When it hits us in the head and beats us over the head with an anvil, that's when we say, oh my, we should do something about this. It isn't a question of anybody deliberately not doing their job. It's a question of trying to figure out where you put the resources that you have. Schools today are facing things that schools never faced before. There are kids that probably shouldn't be in the general population of students. By the same token, we don't want to rob anybody of their civil rights, but that's the last thing we want. But teachers are now faced with so much more in a classroom than they've ever been faced with before. We're losing teachers because of it. There doesn't seem to be the respect for teachers that there needs to be. These people work hard. Is it hard work? No, it's not ditch digging. But you spend the better part of 3 or 4 hours at a stretch with 40 kids. Believe me, you've worked hard. I need to go away to the home instantly after just spending a couple of hours with my kids, and they're adults.
Okay, but isn't the problem partially the fact that you have politics / education, and the politics are what turn people off, and that's where the lack of respect comes from for the teachers who are not part of the political process but are merely trying to teach kids?
There's the whole problem.
All right, let's
teachers
take it.
Teach. That's what they do. The rest of the peasants make things work so that the teachers can teach.
All right, let's take a break. More with Howard Rosenberg when we come back.
Oh, you pushed the right.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thank you. The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
Very little happens without trucks. In Nevada, professional truck drivers move 94% of all of our freight. Today, we'd like to recognize our master truck drivers, those individuals who have driven more than 1 million miles or 10 years accident-free. These professional truck drivers are among the best of all drivers, dedicated to safety on our roads and highways. We'd like to thank them and all of America's professional truck drivers, because trucking moves America forward.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Howard Rosenberg. He's a UNR professor of art and art education, and in his spare time, he is on the school board of Washoe County. Time.
I want to change to AB 46. There have been more hearings, both at the school board level, at the Washoe County Commission level. What more do folks need to know for them to actually take a vote? And do you think it will pass?
Oh, my. Well, let me put it to you this way. When the first question came up and the school board took a vote on whether or not we should back AB 46 the way it was going down to Carson City, I voted against it. I then asked to make the vote unanimous, because that's what one does on a board. I don't have to wave a flag, but I don't sabotage it either. When it came back to the county commission, I said to myself, this is absurd. These people didn't get voted in to raise taxes any more than I did. What is wrong with this whole situation? Bottom line is very simple. We have aging schools. They desperately need to be repaired. They need to be repaired on an ongoing basis. We are the only district that does not have a dedicated stream of revenue in order to be able to do what needs to be done. Do we have money in other pockets? Yes. Can we use it for this? Evidently not. It's dedicated and restricted, so you can't. It's sort of like people who donate to the Boosters Club of some athletic team. I think that's wonderful, but I desperately need money to put chairs in classrooms. But I am told that's what they donated for. They restricted it. That's where the money goes. Should we vote AB 46? Yes. Should it be done the way it's being done? Absolutely not. No. The legislature should have taken the responsibility that they should have taken.
But Jill Tolles, who's an advocate for passing this, has done tremendous research that says that this has been done many times before. This is not unique for the legislature to pass
Sam,
it down. And the county commission has more time to spend on this than the legislature ever did.
Sam, other people have jumped off a roof. Do you jump off the roof? It's just that simple. We take things as they come, not in a vacuum. By the same token, here's the context. This is what we need. People keep saying, well, you haven't been very good stewards of money. Have you called a plumber lately? Believe me, we've been good stewards. And I ran on the whole idea of this school board doesn't know what it's doing.
Okay,
they do.
But here's the point, which is that The county commission has way more time to spend on this issue than the legislature did, and the odds are that if it had stayed at the legislature, it would have gone down in flames. So I think you have a better opportunity
here. Is that on the merit of the bill, or is it political, Sam? And we both know.
What a shock. There's politics going on.
There's gambling going on.
I want to change the subject.
But you're not Ingrid Bergman, so forget that, actually.
Not even close.
Close.
Okay.
But you didn't answer my question.
Which was?
Will it pass?
I don't think so. No. I don't.
All right. Let's change to a press release that came out from one of my favorite places, and I mean that sincerely, the Davidson Academy of Nevada, which has highly gifted students mm-hmm. there. They got a $24,000 grant from the Nevada Department of Public Safety that is going to educate students, faculty, and staff and increase safety awareness on how to cross the street. And this will be the third year of the program. And this is in a state that doesn't have money for so many things, and we're going to give away $24,000 teaching people how to cross the street.
Sam, I hold no brief for that at all. There are other things that I can use $24,000 for. By the same token, all you need to do is drive onto our campus. Our students do not look both ways. They simply step off the sidewalk and walk across the street.
It's called culling the herd.
Oh, so actually all I have to do is put up the right candidates to cross the street and make them hood ornaments?
What happened to parents?
What happened to parents?
To peer pressure.
What happened to that? Sam, I can't handle that. But
look right, look left, look right again. If you're in England, the other way around for America.
But you know what happens when I yodel at a student? I am being intimidating and I'm bullying. I've been intimidating and bullying for 47 years. I ain't about to stop.
But isn't this insane that when people look at the money, you know, does the Department of Public Safety have $24,000? And apparently they've been doing this. This is the third year, so maybe as much as $74,000 or $80,000 has been spent.
Sam, you're in the news. Call them up and ask them.
I just wanted to get your opinion. Because it seems to me what we're doing is we're spending a lot of money going after stupid people, and it seems like that's going on in a lot of different areas, and a topic for another day.
Hello.
But isn't that the reality?
Unfortunately, yes, to a certain extent. But, Sam, it all depends on context. You don't know what came before it and what was the whole idea of the grant in the first place. You don't know where it's supposed to go. So simply criticizing it because it seems stupid is fine. I'm the first one to do that. By the same token, you have to be able to deal with what you don't know. Sam,
okay, we're out of time here.
Well, wait a minute. They're going to find some more time. You know what you know. You know what you don't know. The thing that will kill us all, we don't know what we don't know. That's what we need to work on.
I think it was Fred Flintstone who actually said that
no,
first.
No, actually it was not. It was John Dewey.
Okay, we're out of time. We'll be right back on Nevada News.
I'll educate you one of these days. I have to figure something out to work with you on. I just don't know what to do.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
That the laws are changing and banks are starting to pursue deficiency judgments. The Tax Forgiveness Act and many other programs are ending this year. If you know anyone that needs any help, call me at Marshall Realty before it's too late.
If the recent changes in healthcare have you feeling like there's a lot to learn, you're not alone. At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we've done our homework on the new healthcare law, so we can help you make an informed decision, like finding a reliable health insurance plan that's right for you. All our plans offer $0 preventive care benefits to help keep you healthy. Our plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more. Choose from doctors and hospitals in the Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield network. Generations have relied on us for their health care coverage. Apply today. Your coverage is guaranteed, and there are no medical exams required. Act today. You need to apply by December 15th to make sure your coverage starts January 1st, 2014. Now you can get reliable coverage from a name you can trust. Call us at 1-866-768-9305 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9305. Or visit lookatanthem.com.
Some of us have seen a huge loss in home values and our life savings. This qualifies as a true hardship. So call me today to find out which program is best for you. And remember, our services are always free to homeowners.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel as always. Marsha Birkbigler is here. She's a consultant with Forte LLP and also a Washoe County Commissioner. Peter Kruger is Executive Director of the Nevada Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association and a remarkable sailor. And Verita Black Prothrow is the owner of Veritas Empowerment Boutique. Pleasure to have you all here. So we have to start in the previous segment. We were talking to Howard Rosenberg, and he's, of course, on the Washoe County School Board. And he doesn't think that you guys are going to end up voting in favor of raising the money for the schools. Do you want to respond to him?
Well, we are. It is on our agenda for November 12th. And so we probably will take a vote on November 12th. And you know, we're not allowed to poll each other. So whether I can say for sure where everybody is or not, I can't, because I'm not allowed to poll anybody else. But based on comments that were made at the last meeting, I would say there's at least two members of our commission who want it to go to a vote of the people and believe that they can't support it unless it does.
And Howard was under the thought that it's getting to be more political than practical at this point.
It's very political. We have been under a great deal of pressure from key players in the state to go both directions. And so, you know, it's difficult to say what kind of pressure, you know, you're going to knuckle under to. I personally am not easily pressured, so, and I've been doing this for a lot of years. I mean, political lobbying and stuff like that for a lot of years. So the pressure is not perhaps as hard for me to walk away from as it might be for some of the other members.
And I think, as we've talked about before, I think your attitude is, I'm going to vote for what I think is right.
Yes.
And if you don't want to reelect me down the road, fine.
I didn't run to be reelected. That's right.
Peter, you know, if there ends up being a no vote, you know, how do you expect the school superintendent to respond?
Well, I think that will be a realization that the process was flawed from the beginning. And it'll be a kind of a wake-up call for whether it's road taxes or any of these schemes to how the legislature is supposed to do their work. We elect those men and women to make those kind of decisions. Now,
but Jill Tolles has been on the program, and she is an advocate for this tax, and she has come up with innumerable examples of where county commissions or city councils have voted in favor of taxation on local issues, and certainly the Washoe County Commission has spent more time on this than the legislature ever would have spent time. So I think it would have gone down in flames if it had been left in the legislature's hands.
Well, we don't know. It would be the place where statewide
but
elected officials...
But likely, no?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, it wasn't an issue I followed.
He's good.
No, I wasn't an issue I followed. So that, but I do think that I'm in that camp that believes the legislature ducked their responsibility and it was their call. If we want to get rid of, or if we want to embrace... home rule, great. I'm a supporter of home rule. Well, we don't right now.
Okay, but Verita, you look at this and, you know, the county commissioners have spent a lot of time working on this, and much more so, as I said, than the legislature would have. Don't we elect people to vote their conscience rather than just give a political answer? And isn't this the best place for it to be?
I'd like to see the commission just go ahead and deal with it rather than put it to a vote of the people. That just prolongs it. It costs more money. There's going to be more and more money thrown into the issue that could actually go toward education. I would like to see them act on it, but I don't know. We'll see. And right now, Sam, everything's political. It's just the nature of the process right now. Everything is so political.
And the reason for folks in Southern Nevada who are listening to this discussion, and they were fortunate the Clark County Commission did have the courage to go ahead and raise a couple of different taxes down there that are going to be a great benefit to Southern Nevada. The county commissioners are termed out, and they're looking for other jobs that, they will have to be elected for, and they don't want to have that, I raise taxes. But, it just raises the issue, if you throw it to a vote of the people, then aren't commissioners just not doing their jobs? Didn't we already have the vote of the people to put you guys in place?
Well, I guess that depends on how you interpret what the Constitution says about how you raise taxes in the state of Nevada. And there's a large group of people who believe that there's only two ways to raise taxes in Nevada. That is a two-thirds vote of both houses of the legislature and a signature by the governor, and a 50% plus one vote of the people. And there is a large group of people who interpret our Constitution to say that. And if you go under that theory, then to put it to a group, even a group that I believe is designated because we are a subgroup of the legislature, designated by the legislature to look at this legislation, if you put it to that group and you believe that it's constitutionally wrong, then it needs to go to a vote. My personal opinion is it does not need to go to a vote, but that's my personal opinion.
And that's where we have to leave it. More to come. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Are you considering a new Medicare plan? Then you may be looking for help in choosing the right plan for your needs. So don't wait. Call now. Whatever your health coverage needs, United Healthcare can help you find the right plan. Open enrollment to choose your Medicare coverage begins October 15th and ends December 7th. So now is the best time to review your options and enroll in a plan. Medicare has two main parts, Parts A and B, to help cover a lot of your expenses, like hospital care and doctor visits. But they still won't cover all your costs. Now's the time to learn about United Healthcare plans that may be right for you. Are you looking for something nice and easy? Like a single plan that combines Medicare Parts A and B with prescription drug coverage. A Medicare Advantage plan can give you doctor, hospital, and prescription drug coverage all in one plan for as low as a $0 monthly premium. Just one way United Healthcare could help you save while you take control of your own health. Plus, with the Pharmacy Saver program, you can get prescriptions for as low as $2 at thousands of pharmacies and retail locations like these all across the country. Call now to learn more. United Healthcare has the information you need, so you'll be better prepared when making Medicare decisions. Maybe you'd just like help paying for your prescriptions. Consider a Part D prescription drug plan. It may help reduce the cost of your prescription drugs. With over 30 years of Medicare experience, United Healthcare has been helping people live healthier lives. Remember, open enrollment ends December 7th. We can help. Call United Healthcare to learn about Medicare plans that may be right for you. Don't wait. Call now.
On the broadcast next week, among the guests, Bill Lerner of Union Gaming, Kate Marshall, the state treasurer, the state demographer, Jeff Hardcastle, and we'll also have Ruben Murillo, president of the Teachers Association. We'll see you on the next broadcast.